Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Happy birthday, Billy Graham. Wow, when I think about Billy Graham, I just think about how much he loved Jesus and how much he loved preaching the gospel, the good news that Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins, for your sins. And all that you have to do is receive Jesus' forgiveness and his love by faith, and you can be with him for eternity. And Billy Graham preached this message everywhere he went, with passion, with fire, and with love in his eyes and in his voice. Man, Billy Graham, 99 years
wow.
old. Is that amazing?
Dude, that's just exciting when you see a life just dedicated to the gospel. And you look back and it's just like, imagine he has no regrets.
No regrets. No regrets. When they do, I think it was Michael W. Smith who just spoke, who said that when they do the most admired person in the world, he's always like top five, top, you know, definitely the top 10, but every single year. And there's so much respect for Billy, not only because of the message of Jesus Christ, which is very important, but I think that Billy lived it.
Yeah.
You know, Billy lived the Christian lifestyle before the entire world. And I mean, I think since Harry Truman, every single president has asked Billy Graham to either come to the White House or have sought his counsel, sought his wisdom.
Talk about influence.
Ask for his prayers.
Yes.
And so it's pretty amazing. But what I find interesting is, you know, Billy Graham, when he gave his life to the Lord and that whole encounter, it was right when he was around 15 years old, you know. And we're going to talk probably a little bit more about that, but I just think that's just so amazing. You know, it happened all in North Carolina. But I want you to see this short bio that talks a little bit about his life and how it all kind of began a little bit. Watch this.
Clutching his black Bible in one hand and a microphone in the other, Billy Graham filled churches and stadiums to overflowing. In the Oval Office of many presidents of the United States, he was a confidant and source of faith. From a refugee camp in Rwanda to the rainforests of French Guiana, he was known as the evangelist to the world. Despite his fame, Dr. Graham was a humble man. In response to a question asking how he wanted to be remembered, he responded, "I want to be known as someone who's faithful. When I reach heaven, the Lord will respond, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest.'" Born on a North Carolina farm in 1918, William Franklin Graham's life spanned from the end of World War II into the new millennium. Christ touched Billy's heart as he rode in the back of a vegetable truck to a country revival. He had no way of knowing how great God's plan was for his humble servant. But Billy knew he was called to spread the word. From preaching to four or five people, he could not have conceived he would one day deliver the message of God's love by satellite to 1 billion people in 117 countries.
Preach the gospel to 1 billion people. Totally, totally amazing, you know? And I just think about that passion for souls and giving everyone the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You know, someone once said that he's regarded as America's, you know, pastor, probably America's evangelist, really, and the world's evangelist, because he's been all over the world. But I think about what just took place, Steve, at Azusa now, at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. This is a coliseum that Billy Graham actually preached in for 10 days and nearly preached to almost 1 million people. Yeah. In fact, they have a plaque, you're probably seeing it now, that was dedicated to Billy Graham. It's on the outside of the stadium. And could you read what it says there?
Sure.
You don't see that?
Yeah, the bottom of the plaque, it actually says that this plaque commemorates the 1963 Crusade for Christ with a total attendance of 920,000.
How many?
920,000.
Wow.
927 highlighted by the concluding session on Sunday, September 8th. Citizens from every walk of life occupied every seat and spilled onto the playing field grass to establish a record turnstile attendance for a single event in the Coliseum of 135,254. An additional 20,000 people were estimated to have listened on loudspeaker in the Exposition Park. And Reverend Billy Graham says that my sermons are simple, but so was Christ.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
So in this same Colosseum that he preached for 10 days in 1963,
yeah,
fast forward to 2016,
yeah,
they have the Azusa Now event, right? Mm-hmm. It was a prophetic call because we're believing for a third great awakening, and this is happening on the West Coast. Simultaneously, 30,000 pastors are gathering in D.C. on the East Coast.
Unbeknownst to each other, they're both gathering, seeking the Lord.
They're praying for revival, but at this event, they get word, prophetic word, that they release about Billy Graham's mantle that's about to come on the church. And what's interesting is that Billy Graham's grandson, who didn't even know this event was going on, was any connection, bumped into a couple of folks, told them like the night before, and they were able to get in contact with Billy Graham. And what you're about to see is the unfolding of what happened at this outpouring of an event where we're contending and believing for revival in this third great awakening. Watch this.
It was 5 years ago that these white women, circuit riders, came into my living room in Kansas City, and they prophesied and said that the call is having a shift, and it won't be just prayer, but it will be the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. For 2 days, we deliberated and prayed over that word. As we were closing our times together, a phone call came from Terry Bennett in Nashville. He called my friend and said, "Do you know where Lou Engle is? Tell him I had a visitation last night. Tell him the Lord said, there's coming a shift to the call. And it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled. And Billy Graham's mantle is coming on the nation. This is that which was spoken 5 years ago."
How many of you know we're in a transition right now? Everyone say right now. Something is happening right now. God is about to restore the evangelistic fervor in America again, where we fall so in love with the gospel message that we cannot be silent any longer. America's about to experience another move of generosity, where we would give our best, that the Great Commission would be completed, and that every nation, every tribe, and every tongue would hear the name of Jesus. How many of you know we are in that transition? Last night, this message was shared about the mantle of Billy Graham falling, and Billy Graham's grandson happened to be in the audience and said, "I don't think Billy Graham even knows this is happening." He said, "I've got to let him know it's happening." He knew there'd be a one-hour window yesterday where someone could get to him and share with him that a gathering was happening. And in that gathering, they were believing that an entire generation would carry a passion for the gospel the way that Billy did. For 1 hour, he woke up. And in that hour, his right-hand man shared with him about this gathering, this 100,000 that would gather, and all those that would hear on the TV. And this is what he would say to us today. Do you want to hear what Billy Graham would say to us today? This was his quote. He said, "I remember preaching in that stadium." He says, "It is good that this event is happening." When his mantle was mentioned, he said, "It's not about me, though. It's only about the glory of God. It's about God's glory alone. Tell them to stay focused on Jesus and the cross." And if I was there, I would look at each of them in the eyes and I would tell them, "Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you." He would point and said, in every direction of the stadium, declaring, "Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you." And he said, "Tell them this, and then send them into the world to tell them that Jesus loves them." We are in that moment. about to explode across America. And out of America and off the shores of America, a massive missions movement is going to launch. Hundreds of thousands will leave America with generosity of heart that the Great Commission will be fulfilled in this generation. How many of you believe now is the time? Declare with me, now is the time.
Amazing. Now is the time. The mantle of Billy Graham is falling upon the nation. If you've been watching this program for any length of time, you know that we close out this program every day. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, and send a third great awakening. And that's what we need in our nation again. Mm-hmm. And we need to start, listen, you know, following the Lord is not as complicated as others, some others have made it out to be.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's Jesus, total forgiveness in Christ and Christ alone. It's all about the Word of God. It's about the blood of Jesus, the cross. Listen, we've got to get back to preaching and sharing the true gospel that Jesus loves you, that he'll forgive you, that there's no sin you've ever, ever committed that God can't forgive you for, and that you can spend eternity with him forever in heaven. But you have to receive him by faith. And you can do that right now by asking God to forgive you of your sins, but also to believe for your family and your loved ones and continue to pray with us for this third great awakening because Steve, we are on the verge of an amazing move of God. And the country is ripe, the world is ripe, but it's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
I'm so encouraged when we look at the life of Billy Graham and reminds me of the words of Miles Monroe of understanding purpose and destiny. And it's just like when you understand your purpose in your life, you go full head on in that one purpose. And Billy Graham did from the moment that he signed that decision card, giving his life to Jesus at 15 years old to where he is now at 99. And it, I mean, think about like a name like Steve Jobs. What do you think about? He created Apple and the iPhone. Or you think about Tiger Woods. He was a golfer. It's like you think about the name Billy Graham, and it's just like that's all he did was just like just serve the Lord faithfully and just share the gospel. And it's just you could be successful in somewhere else and totally abandon the call that God has placed on your life. And it's just like there's a call
he
that God
stayed
has. Yes,
faithful.
Stay faithful.
In fact, you're looking at the decision card that Billy Graham filled out back in November 1st, 1934. This is where he signed his name, and he said, I'm giving my life to Jesus. I've made a decision. Something that they did back then, they actually wrote it down. I actually think that's cool because people have to, you know, kind of see themselves in it. But this is amazing. You could take that down. And he was about 15 years old when he gave his life to the Lord. In fact, it was in North Carolina, so an evangelist who came in town. His name was Dr. Mordecai Ham, and he preached this revival for 11 weeks, I think, and every night. And Billy Graham didn't even want to go. He was a young teenager. His parents were going. But they had a prayer meeting. His father invited this prayer meeting, I think it was a Christian Men Fellowship or something like that, and they were praying. And in this field, they prayed that out of their community, God would send basically a revival or an outpouring. The gospel would go all around the world, not knowing that indeed his son, you know, would actually get saved at this revival, and it would be the beginning of, you know, a life that spanned close to 100 years and a ministry that's been, you know, 50
And Billy Graham had
years.
No idea that when he said yes to Jesus, that God was going to use him to just share the love of Christ to the nations.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The thing is that Billy Graham made a decision. That's where it all starts. And so for you, it starts with you making a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Not just to be a Christian, right? Because today it seems like everybody's a Christian. Mm-hmm. Maybe how about Christ follower? Because you follow Christ. And I want to encourage you, don't just make Jesus your Savior. Make him the Lord of your life. You can't really just decide one or the other. He's both. He's Savior and he's Lord. He's Master. He's friend. Best friend. And he can be the lover of your soul. And so this is the time to make that decision. If you haven't made that decision for the Lord, you can do that now. But if you know the Lord, it's time for you to take up that mantle and say, I want to be like Billy Graham. I don't want to waste a moment, whether it's at my job, whether it's at my place of work, it's in my neighborhood, in my community. I'm going to take every opportunity I have to share the love of Christ and to let somebody know that, listen, God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and you can get right with Him today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.